This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Russia's claiming Ukraine launched its biggest ever drone attack on Moscow Tuesday, but said air defenses destroyed all 8 of the drones that entered the city's airspace. It brings the 15-month war in Ukraine to the heart of Russia's capital. Meanwhile, Kyiv was also hit by air for the third time in 24 hours. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
One politician branded it the worst attack on the capital since World War II. The incident coincided with the latest wave of airstrikes on Kyiv, marking a moment where both capitals were hit on the same day. Some of Moscow's most prestigious areas were reportedly hit by drone debris, including Leninsky Prospect, a grand avenue crafted under Joseph Stalin, and an elite area of western Moscow, where President Vladimir Putin has a residence. The capital's mayor said 2 people were injured and 1 hospitalized in the early morning attack. A Ukrainian official denied Kyiv's involvement in the Moscow attack, but said Ukraine was enjoying watching the strike and forecast more to come. Across the border, Kyiv was hit on Tuesday for the 3rd time in 24 hours and for the 17th time in May.
That's Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reporting. Speaking to Russian journalists Tuesday, Russian President Vladimir Putin called the drone attack on Moscow a terrorist act. Putin said Moscow's air defenses worked in a satisfactory way, but added there are things for us to work on. The Kyiv regime, he said, attempts to intimidate Russian citizens in strikes at civilian buildings. He said in response to a question from the head of a Kremlin-allied think tank, Putin said it is, of course, a clear indication of terrorist activity. NATO foreign ministers meeting later this week will seek to narrow divisions over Ukraine's membership bid to join the alliance at a meeting in Oslo that later this week, with allies at odds over calls to grant Kyiv a roadmap to ascension at their July summit. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging members of the liberal wing of his Democratic Party who aren't happy with the debt ceiling deal he worked out with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy in recent days to talk to him. Biden has acknowledged that not all Democrats on the left may vote for the package that Congress will take up as early as Tuesday. But he says he feels good about where things stand, but would still offer no predictions.
Look, you know I never say I'm confident what the Congress is going to do. But I feel very good about it. I've spoken to a number of the members. I spoke to McConnell. I spoke to a whole bunch of people. And it feels good. We'll see when the vote starts.
After weeks of negotiations, Biden and McCarthy struck an agreement to avert a potentially devastating government default with the deadline just a week away. The stakes are high for both leaders, and now each will have to persuade lawmakers in their parties to vote for the agreement. Monday's Memorial Day holiday in the United States marks the unofficial start of the U.S. summer travel season. Early indications are that U.S. consumers are back to traveling at pre-pandemic levels and well beyond. But travel guide writer Pauline Frommer warned VOA's International Edition the summer travel season in the U.S. has what she calls a dirty little secret that can throw a wrench into people's plans, the weather.
People think of winter as being the time for storms and storm delays. The fact is there are more storm delays and cancellations in summer because it's harder for meteorologists to know when a storm will come up in summer. They can see snowstorms several days out, and so the airlines can move the planes to the places they need to be. But summer storms often catch everyone off guard.
That's Pauline Frommer, editorial director of Frommer's Travel Guides. China has launched its first civilian astronaut into space as part of a new 3-person crew at its space station. Associated Press correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The Shenzhou 16 spacecraft lifted off from a launch center on the edge of the Gobi Desert in northwestern China just after 9:30 a.m. local time. The crew will overlap briefly with 3 now aboard the Tiangong station, who will then return to Earth after completing their 6-month mission. China built its own space station after it was excluded from the International Space Station with the hope of putting astronauts on the moon before the end of the decade. Their exclusion was largely down to U.S. concerns over the Chinese space program's intimate ties with the People's Liberation Army, the military branch of the ruling Communist Party. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
For more information on this story and all the stories we're covering today, please go to our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.